Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We're talking about public transport and whether or not there's enough public transport services, additional services put on for the All-Ireland Hurling and Football Finals this weekend and, of course, next weekend as well. Claire is with me on the line today. Claire, I believe you are lucky enough to have tickets for the All-Ireland Hurling Final, but your problem is train tickets.
No, I'm unlucky enough not to have no train tickets and no match tickets.
Oh, you've no, you've but neither.
No,
apologies.
But I have a hotel room booked since the 4th of July, so it looks like it's going to be cancelled.
So you have the room booked, but no tickets to go and no way of getting there. Well, are the hurling tickets, what are your chances of getting them at this stage, or your hope of it?
Well, as I said to my husband last night, if the Lord wants me to go, the tickets will fall into my lap.
So you've all of the feelers out at this stage, I'm sure.
Oh, everywhere, as far as Belfast.
Right, okay. That's the only way, I believe, to do it is you've got to get onto the other counties.
Yes.
So the issue we're talking about, Claire, today is public transport and whether or not, you know, if you're in the event you are lucky enough to get your hands on the sought after tickets, it's how are you going to get from Cork to Dublin?
Well, hopefully Rodair might be putting on extra trains. We'll know more today or tomorrow. But like there's only 8 trains going between 5:40 and 1:40 on Sunday. That's only over 3,000 people going to the match by train. And then they put on 4 extra trains last Friday, which is only 1,700 people. We were online for 6 hours, myself, my husband, my children, trying to book tickets. I drove to the train station last Friday and I was talking to a very, very nice chap and he told me the train tickets were booked out in 8 minutes.
Gone. And I know, as I did read in some of the papers earlier this week, that Éireann Ruadáin, and they did announce some additional services, all right, from Clare and Cork to Dublin for the 21st of July, but...
That's right. They put on the 4 extra trains last Friday and they were sold out in 8 minutes.
So how are they...
What Rod Arden are forgetting about, some of us going to the All-Ireland wouldn't be really up to date with computers. And when we went to school, you press button A and button B on the phone. And we're trying to, we're taking ages. They're forgetting about the older people who haven't got access to laptops and iPhones and computers, you know?
Okay, so you think that there should be just more additional train services put on offer?
Definitely. The Croke Park capacity is over 82,000. They're only after putting on trains for over 5,000. Shercock are one of the best supporters in Ireland, in the whole world. And we follow them from day one. The first All-Ireland I went to was in the 70s. So I was there when they done the double in 1980. I was there in 83.
Okay.
My husband and my sons, they went to every match. And I wouldn't feel safe driving to Dublin now, truthfully, do you know?
Right. So if you get your hands on tickets, you want Claire to be able to get a train or some form of public transport?
Claire would love to have a train with her husband and her grand. I want to bring my grandson for the first time as well. So
okay.
I believe to go by, you know, it will be his first time going to an All-Ireland. And I believe that Rod Arden and Bus Arden, they should put on more. They know the way. And so it goes for the Clare supporters as well. Do you know what I mean?
There's Clare supporters listening and I want to hear what the story is of public transport there too. It's 1800 453106 is the number. Another texter in here too, Claire. We live in Cork. My 16-year-old son and his friend, they had tickets for the Cork-Limerick game, but we couldn't get public transport to Dublin, so we had to sell the tickets. He was so disappointed. I'd say he was. Sinn Féin TD in Cork, Thomas Gould, is with us on the line as well. Are you getting many calls, Thomas, from people with similar stories to Claire?
Yes, Andrea, and what's after happening now is last week we contacted Éireann Ruadáin looking for additional trains and they put on some last Friday. But as Claire said, they sold out in minutes. And I actually went back to them again Friday afternoon and what we're looking for is additional trains. Can they look at the capacity? Because as Claire pointed out, there are tens of thousands of Cork fans going to Dublin and we need to get them up there. We need to get them safe. And we also contacted Bus Éireann, who unfortunately came back to me to say that they're running no extra services. Like, this is unbelievable.
You have no extra service?
No extra services by Bus Éireann. And to be honest, it's not good enough. You have tens of thousands of Cork people going up. Would you believe, no, even at this stage, I've contacted the EA asking them would they support if Ryanair or Aer Lingus even looked at putting on flights.
Ah, stop. Because they're going to start flying up from Cork for the match.
Well, you see, there's no bus, there's no flights from Cork. So at this moment, no, we have no trains, we have no buses, and we have no flights. So, like, you have tens of thousands of people. And I also wrote to Eamon Ryan last week, the Minister for Transport, asking him to open the toll at Port Leash.
Oh, I heard you. I heard the Senator, Fine Gael Senator Tim Lombard, on about this on breakfast, looking for a toll free day for Cork people.
Well, you don't even need a toll free day if you had, let's say, 12 hours before and after the match. And this is not just for Cork people, this is for Clare. It took me 4.5 hours to drive to Dublin last week. 4.5 hours.
But is that not to do with the number, though, Thomas? The number of actual barriers, toll, you know, people working at the barrier points. That there was only a certain number of those open. They all weren't open. Like, could they not just have more staff on rather than having a toll-free day?
No, I thought they were all open. Definitely, the majority of them were open. But you would tail back, going back 5 and 6 kilometres. Like, you had people waiting an hour in traffic. Like, we have a minister who's a green minister. Like, how good for the environment is it now to have hundreds, if not thousands, of cars queued up on the outside the toll? And then even when you got through the toll, it was bumper to bumper all the way to Croke Park. What we need is some common sense solutions here. We need extra trains, extra buses, the tolls opened, and we need to get people up and down to Dublin safely as possible.
Yeah, well, whatever about opening the tolls, I see your argument about having more public transport. There's no doubt about that. Alan makes the point, before the bashing on the transport starts, just to point out, the NTA restrict how many buses are allowed in operation each day. Operators have capacity to increase buses operating, but the NTA often block it, according to Alan. Stay with me, Thomas, if you don't mind, for a moment, because Barry Kenny, who's the Corporate Communications Manager with Air North Éireann, is with us on the line. Barry, have you some good news for Cork GAA hurling fans?
We hope to. I haven't confirmed yet. Andrea, we're still working at getting some additional services, just so that people understand kind of what happens around match specials. Firstly, first and foremost, we operate a scheduled timetable, and we look after that. First and foremost, we make no apologies for that. The people that travel with us every week, we cover those trains. Then it's down to what our network can take, and there's really no particular issue on that for this match. And it's what trains have we got, what drivers have we got. And we will operate as much as we can within the trains and drivers that we have. We were able to put, as you say, kind of 7 special trains on for Cork, 4 up and 3 back last Friday. And they did sell out in minutes. And I think our web provider wondered, was there some kind of an attack on our website, such was the volume of people that were looking to book the tickets.
And sorry, Barry, just to clarify, those special trains, is that the only service operating?
No, we have scheduled services as well. So in total, we've got 6 trains for each county that would get you there for throw-in. I think there's one that's on top of that for Cork that arrives in at 2:02. And I don't know if people feel lucky about chancing that one to get up to
some
time.
It's not enough, though, Barry, when you listen to Thomas's point and Claire, you know, about
it. It's simply what resources are physically there, as I say, in both trains and drivers. That's what we're doing. We are working to see, can we get and at least one more service out of Cork as well. And we'll keep working till later this week to try to resolve that. We won't give up on it. It's simply about kind of moving rosters around, moving people around to try to ensure that we can provide that where it is. But if we have the resources, we will run the train. It is simply down to physically what we have.
Can the resources not be found? I know that you can't pull trains out of the sky, but surely the staff could be enticed to work at the weekend if there was overtime or whatever is required to get the trains
that isn't the issue. I think it's simply numbers. I mean, I have to say, right through the championship season, and you have to remember, and this isn't a complaint, but it's just a fact, is that like through the championship season, you know, we'll find out what counties are competing on a Saturday the previous Sunday evening. We'll know where and when they're playing on the Monday, and then you've got to scramble the resources. And it isn't the case that we can take, say, for example, a driver from one part of the country and move them down on the Cork line, because our drivers have to know the route that they are driving. And people will say, oh, well, your train is just on rails. You have to know the signals. You have to know level crossings. You have to know every aspect of that route to be able to drive that safely and professionally. So, as I say, we are, I have to say, Limerick against Clare would have been a far more challenging final because you're drawing from the same pool in Limerick primarily, but Cork against Clare, as I say, we're doing all we can for both counties.
Okay, when can Thomas and Clare, you know, hope to maybe receive this good news if it's to come?
As I say, we would love the musician to say there will definitely be a train confirmed early this week. I can't say it, but we're not going to give up. Ideally, we will confirm earlier in the week, but we will keep trying because obviously people will want to switch from driving to take the train if they can. So we will keep trying to do that.
Is that happy enough with that, Thomas?
No, I'm not happy with that. Like, listen, I welcome the additional train, hopefully, and maybe more. But listen, it's only a drop in the ocean when you're talking about tens of thousands of people. And just to kind of give people, I suppose, the excitement that's in Cork at the moment and the anticipation, today the fan zone went online in Páirc Uí Chaoimh and 15,000 tickets sold out in a matter of minutes. It's actually a sellout now. We're hoping that they're going to add more on. But what we have now at the moment, the excitement around Cormac. Great to have Cork back in the All-Ireland final. I know people who are flying in from England and Europe who don't even have tickets, that they just want to be in Dublin for the atmosphere. Yeah. So there's a great buzz around. But like, Éireann O'Dea are trying, but to be fair, Bus Éireann are doing nothing. And it's, to be honest, it's not good enough that the national company in charge of buses won't put on one extra bus. But I'm hoping that Barry will do more and do everything he can. But the one thing I would say is, like, it was either Cork or Limerick. Like, we knew this 4 weeks ago.
That's a fair point, Barry.
Has there been enough investment in Éireann O'Dea by the government? There's a lot of talk. But listen to Barry, there now just seems to be shortages.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I would say is that in the vast majority of situations, we have the trains that we need for services. There are a very small number of days in a year when you have this kind of extreme pressure. And, you know, do you need the fleet sitting off all year? What I would say is we have more scheduled services than ever before than we would have a few years ago. And the other thing as well is, while I think we're focusing on people travelling on the day itself, we're going to see people who may have family in Dublin or whatever travelling up Friday, Saturday as well, coming back Monday. Thousands more people will be travelling across the weekend. They're not just travelling for the match on match day. You know, we would estimate we'll have, you know, 15 to 20,000 people in total from two counties travelling with us.
Well, you're
for
probably
the match.
Hoping that they'll travel before Sunday. Chris and Saul Tilbury makes the point. He says Galway and Armagh football final in 2 weeks, 2 weeks' time, and virtually all of the Galway to Dublin and return train tickets are already sold out as well, even the day before the match. It's always the same. We're forgotten. I go to Dublin from Galway every week, and most weeks I struggle to get a train ticket, and we have a government to tell us to try and use public transport more frequently. The Galway to Dublin, is that sold out now too for football final?
It is. We will have extra trains for Galway as well. We will be confirming them as soon as we can. What we also generally later this year will be adding more trains. We'll be adding five more trains every day to the Galway to Houston route. It is actually an extraordinarily busy route, particularly at weekends, and we'll also be lengthening because we're bringing in 41 new carriages.
Well, I was just going to ask that. Stupid question, but can you not just add on more carriages to these trains?
Yeah, we do think of that, Andrea. It's what you have. It's literally physically what you have. We would, you know what I mean? We've taken delivery and we've bring into service 41 new carriages. In the next two and a half years, we'll have 185 new carriages. Now, while they are dark trains for the Dublin area, they will free up intercity and commuter trains that we use in the Dublin area to allow us to expand services nationally. So we'll be expanding scheduled services. We'll have more resources for these kind of events as well. But I promise customers we are doing everything we can to operate more.
Cyril Kavanagh, I believe known as Cyril the Bird Kavanagh, is with us on the line too. Because Cyril, you're the opposite to Claire, who was with us a few moments ago. You've train tickets, but you don't have tickets. Is that right?
Well, tell the guys truth, I have no match ticket in my possession, but I am promised one or two from good sources. So I have no doubt I will have a ticket. But as you said, I did book the train tickets well before I looked for a hauling ticket.
Right. Okay. So you did it the other way around. You've got your seat to get to Dublin. You just don't have a seat to sit in at the minute.
Exactly. But as I said, like, we booked straight away. Like, I mean, after going to matches so long, I learned my lesson. Like, we have to go up Saturday morning and back Monday evening.
Yeah, so you need, you're trying to get your hand on the ticket. But I presume, like Claire and Thomas Gould mentioned a few moments ago, there's a lot of people looking for train tickets or public transport to Dublin.
It's unbelievable. Like, and the hype this year is absolutely crazy. Like, everyone you speak to is looking for this, tickets for the match, tickets for train, buses up to Dublin. And I mean, like, it's all right to go up early, like, but the cost in Dublin, like, for any family, we say two or three or four, like, Jesus, you'd have a holiday in Spain for it, like.
Yeah, for the price of the whole weekend. But look, either way, you're trying to, you're hoping to try and get your hands on tickets, Cyril, in the next few days.
I've no doubt anything. I will have one.
You will have a great. Well, listen,
when I was speaking, they promised me 50, they would give me one.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, look, hopefully you'll get your hands on those tickets. Many more texting in too, looking to try and, as I said yesterday, we have no tickets. I have no tickets to give away here on the programme for the hurling final. But as Barry Kenny said, he's hoping, he can't promise, but he's hoping there will be another train travelling to Cork, and we'll bring you more details of that whenever that is announced. That's, of course, Barry Kenny from Éireann Ó Éire. And Claire, thanks a million for getting in touch. And Sinn Féin TD in Cork, Thomas Gould there on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.